RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
All the drinking, all the eating, the holidays. Did I mention all the drinking and all the eating? It is enough to pack on the pounds and make you feel so sluggish you don't even want to take a walk outside. But that's just absolutely the opposite of what you know you should be doing. My guest today is Bedros Koulian. He's the founder and CEO of the world's fastest growing indoor fitness boot camp franchise, Fit Body Boot Camp. Welcome to the show, Bedros. So tell us a little bit about staying fit and that feeling of sluggishness after we eat things with tryptophan and all this stuff. We don't feel like exercising. That's just when we don't feel like it. How do we motivate ourselves?
Well, that's a very good question, and thank you so much for having me, Melanie. You know, the holidays are a funny time, right? Because all of a sudden we go from busy to busier with holiday parties, travel, and of course the food that we eat. We do end up getting, as you would say, sluggish. And it's not just the tryptophan. It's the insulin that your body pumps out every time you eat an excessive amount of calories, especially when those calories come from sugary and starchy carbohydrates, things that your body are not necessarily used to getting all the time. And in a large amount, all of a sudden, insulin goes up. And, well, insulin kind of makes you want to get sluggish and fall asleep. Interestingly enough, insulin, while it's, you know, we need it in our body, it's definitely a chemical that's highly required, it does have another odd effect on the body, and that effect is that it channels more calories into our fat cells. So if we imagine our fat cells having these trap doors, insulin would be the key that would open up these trap doors of our fat cells, and then, of course, shoot all of those excessive calories that we've eaten into the fat cells. So really, when we hear about people gaining more weight over the holiday season, it's typically because of the excessive amount of calories they're consuming by way of the sugary, starchy foods. And, of course, you couple that with the inactivity. In fact, statistically speaking, gym membership drops by almost a whopping 20% from the time that Thanksgiving all the way to New Year's Eve. And so you could imagine, no activity, an excess amount of carbohydrate or sweet calories that you don't normally eat, and it really does create a recipe for disaster around your waist.
Oh, it certainly does. So give us your best tips. What do you tell your clients and people about? Because I know what I tell mine, and I know what I tell myself. And so it is so hard at this time of the year. What do you tell people is the first most important thing that they can do to get themselves up and moving around?
That's a very good question. And the number one thing I always say is moderation is important because, as you know, you can't out-train a bad diet. And so even if you're eating all those calories and you think that we can make, as long as we make some time for exercise, we can actually kind of, reduce the damage from those calories, we really can't. And so the advice I give is not so much, hey, go and exercise, because they should. That should be as routine as waking up and brushing your teeth. That should be as routine as your morning coffee. Even if that means taking your 30 minutes, and all you need, all the average person needs, is a whopping 30 minutes a day. And those 30 minutes can come from, doing it in chunks. No one says you have to carve out a full 30 minutes. In a perfect world, if I could, wave a magic wand, it would absolutely be 30 minutes in full. But listen, if we have to do 3 10-minute bursts of exercises, which means maybe you're going to go on your break and you're going to go in the parking lot, and you are going to, walk across the parking lot. When you get to the other end, you're going to sprint back, and then you're going to walk across the parking lot and sprint back, which in our world, that's known as high-intensity interval training. And if we can couple that with maybe some body weight squats on either end, now we're really starting to stoke our metabolism. And if we do that, just 10 minutes, 3 times a day, we really did get our 30 minutes of exercise in. But even on top of that, the second, I guess, best advice I would give is that moderation, that it's so easy to drink and to consume our calories during the holiday season, because when we're socially eating, we don't realize how much we're putting into our bodies. It's not like we just take a plate, fill it up, and say, that's it, I'm done for the day or for the night. We actually kind of graze over the holidays. And when we're grazing at a holiday party and we're eating some finger foods here and some hors d'oeuvres there, you end up taking 50, 60, 70, 200% more calories per day. And that does add up around the waist. So moderation is key. And then getting those 30 minutes of exercise in at least 3 to 4 days a week even if it has to be in 10-minute bursts.
So, and that's something people really don't realize, is the 10-minute bursts is just fine as long as you are getting at least that 30 minutes and, you know, great gifts, some of the Fitbits and things that you can use to help track some of what you're doing, because some people don't always keep track of it all. So what do you think about keeping track of what you're doing as a way to make yourself accountable, if only to yourself, writing down some of the food that you're doing, keeping track of the amount of exercise that you're getting to help you stay accountable?
You know, that's a really good point you're making there. And we've all heard the term, anything that you track, you can improve. Anything that you can measure, you can improve. And so what we do at our Fit Body Bootcamp locations worldwide is we've got a simple app, nothing complex about it, but it literally helps people track two things. What they're eating every day. We just say, hey, before you consume it, you're just going to write it down on your Fit Body Bootcamp app. And just being aware that, oh my gosh, I'm actually eating that cake. I'm actually eating, you know, this extra slice of cheese, I'm asking for more sauce on my sandwich. All those things, by being aware of it, you become almost hyper-vigilant in what am I consuming, right? And so by tracking what you're eating really is the fastest way of being aware of what's going into your body. And, of course, it's so much easier to stop it from entering your body as opposed to burning it off once it's on your body and you're in the gym or outside working out.
I do love that statement, what can be measured can be managed. I think that's so important. So along those lines, Bedros, what about the scale? You know, a lot of people say, I'm not stepping on that thing from Halloween until after the new year. But do you think that the scale helps keep us in check and so that we don't see it jumping up from where it was to 5 to 10 pounds up? It helps, two more pounds have gone up, I better watch it now.
You know, going right back to that saying, right? That which you can track, you can improve. And if you are going to be hypervigilant, I suggest that we just get on that scale. And maybe not every day. Let's just do it every other day. Because if I see a pound creeping on, that doesn't mean I have to get so caught up into it that I'm going to starve myself the rest of the day. But if I see a pound creeping on, maybe I'm going to draw a line in the sand that over the holidays, between Halloween and, let's say, New Year's Eve, if I gain more than 2 pounds, I'm going to ratchet right back. And if I've drawn that line in the sand, the scale is going to help me figure out whether I am getting close to that line or not. And if I am, then I can take action. Now, burying our head in the sand and saying, well, I'm just not going to get on the scale until after the holidays, that's really the big reason why so many resolutions fail. In fact, 89% of people who have a resolution about weight loss or fitness and diet fail within the first 90 days by the end of March. And the reason is, you know, you stack the odds against you. You've gained 3, 4, 8, 10, 12 pounds, and now you not only have that excess weight to lose, but the weight that you put on during the holidays, and the odds are just not in your favor. So I said we draw the line in the sand, use the scale, use our clothes, our tighter-fitting clothes. I'm a big fan of saying, hey, wear your most fitted clothes during the holidays, because your clothes will tell you if you are putting on a pound or two.
Ugh.
Right?
I mean, I'm a fan too, but that's, oh God, I'm going to do that. But I do like to do that too, because it does help you sort of go, okay, I got to really watch it to stay in this dress or to stay in this. We only have about 30 seconds left. Give your best advice.
My best advice is this. It's moderation and hell or high water. You got to get those 30 minutes in 3 to 4 days a week of high intensity training. And whether that means going to a Fit Body boot camp in your town or doing it in the park or in the parking lot of your workplace, by God, you got to get it in so you can enjoy the holidays in a much better way.
Yep, that's right. My sister loves those Fit Body boot camps. And even if you just take a walk and get your family out and play a game of Frisbee after you eat and play football and go take a walk as a family, anything you do to help you stay fit and burn off some of the extra calories, it'll make you feel better. And it helps with a little bit of bonding. If you missed any of the great information we're giving here, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.